With all the noise in the world, do you hear the voice of God? Your calendar tells you what to do, but do you remember who you are? Being comes before doing. This is a call to put first things first. Return to the Lord with this daily pattern of prayer and devotion. Set aside this time as a sanctuary. Find a space free of distraction and follow this pattern. I'm Jeff Clater, here again with J.G., John Groff. We're in the sanctuary of Messiah Lutheran Church at Grand and Pestalozzi in South City, St. Louis, Missouri. It's Tuesday, and the focus is family.
On the Daily Pattern, we're in a series called One Word. Each day we'll take one word, a feeling or circumstance, and bring a word from God to it. Let the Word of God speak to your life.
Making the sign of the cross, I say, Lord, I speak your name, and it identifies me. I am your child, I am part of your family. So I begin my day with your name on me, the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite my Lord into this time, into this space. Jesus, you are the good shepherd. When I was lost, you chased me down. You laid down your life for me. You know me, and I know you. Call me by name and lead me. I come to my God, hiding nothing. I confess my sins. Forgive my sins, O Lord. Forgive me the sins of my present and the sins of my past, the sins of my soul and the sins of my body, the sins which I have done to please myself and the sins which I have done to please others. Forgive me my wasted and idle sins. Forgive me my serious and deliberate sins. Forgive me those sins which I know and the sins which I know not, the sins which I have labored so to hide from others that I have hid them from my own memory. Forgive them, O Lord. Forgive them all.
Our reading today is from Psalm 4, verse 8. In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. Our meditation today is on the word peace and was written by Susan Beecher Schultz. I have been typing out sentences and deleting them as I reflect on the word peace. Maybe because peace to me looks more like a blank page than one overflowing with words. It's a brain not full of thoughts, a nervous system not sparking with anxiety, a clear day without a cloud in the sky. That's peace. Peace doesn't come easy these days. When one variant of COVID disappears, another steps in to take its place. When one stress ends, another pops up on the horizon. A goal is finally reached after years of working toward it, for another dream to form, one that requires even more of me. The to-do lists don't stop. Requests for my time keep coming. Peace, if I don't make space for it, doesn't come at all. I'm learning as time goes on that peace requires so very little of me, unlike everything else. All it asks of me is to step away from the chores and onto my back porch, even though I hate standing in the cold. There it waits in the form of a pair of mourning doves, who look at me with curiosity as they perch on my deck railing. At first, I'm hardly impressed. But then, as they continue to stare at me, I hear their soothing coo, the same coo I heard every morning as a child. And in an instant, peace finds me. It swells inside of me, a warmth, a feeling that everything is as it's meant to be. I chose our reading today, Psalm 4, verse 8, because it struck a chord of irony for me. Last year, during my health trauma, my greatest pain came at night. Sleep became a place of danger, where if I shut my eyes, my body would revolt. I still jolt up at night every once in a while, clutching my stomach and my chest. Sleep was anything but peaceful. Yet eventually, as time went on and as I healed, I stopped warring with sleep and I let it take over. Peace and sleep are deeply connected in that way. They are both forms of giving up power, of surrendering to your own sense of control, and letting God take over for a while. They ask you to put aside all that makes you feel important and allow yourself to be no one for a little while. As we face these final weeks of winter, I hope you can find a moment to throw on your winter parka and stand outside, even if it's cold. Or maybe take notice of those quiet moments where your thoughts stop right before you fall asleep. However you make space for it, I hope peace finds you. We pray. Lord, help me to make space for peace so I can experience the safety of your presence. Remind me that I don't need to stay busy to have meaning, but that I am fully loved because I am yours.
A prayer for family. Father, I pray for my family, those you've given to me, those in my immediate family, parents, spouse, siblings, those in my extended family that you have given to me, cousins, aunts, uncles, grandparents. Lord, I pray for close friends who are like family to me. They are as brothers and sisters to me. Lord, I pray for those who don't have families, or whose families are broken. Lord, I pray for forgiveness and reconciliation where there is division in my family, for provision where there is need in my family. Oh God, I pray for you to be the one foundation, your cross at the center of my family and my close relationships. And Lord, I pray for a generation yet unborn, future family members that you have in mind. All these things, Lord, all my closest relationships, I submit to you and ask for your grace in Jesus' name. Amen.